V'taruah sheboi ha-nega, atogod of yufurumim, v'roi shi'eh faruah, v'al-sofam yad, v'tomi tomi yikro. So, shtein in Parash Tazria, and the din from Metzoyro, so the Allah is, that the Teruah has a din, sheboi ha-nega, the god of yufurumim, his clothes have to be torn, walk around with tattered clothes, v'roi shi'eh faruah, his hair is long, v'al-sofam yad, sofam yad means he covers his lip. The Tommy Tommy Yikro. So Rashi says, "Val sofam yate ki ovel," like he's an ovel. That's the act, the minig avelus, and that's beemes. The god of Yifurumim is called should be tattered. That's like an ovel. Also, I know Rashi says it over here, but frum is frum. Rashi says frum is clothes should be tattered, torn. The Rashi for ruah long hair. Val sofam yate. So it could be Rashi maybe called was going on everything. I have to look at the Torah's kind of inside. Look at the maybe Rashi's ovel. But the mice, you see, he's making mamre doing avelus, and the shaila is, what's the avel on? And those want to say the pshat is the avelus is on himself. The avelus is on himself. The gemara is zokt in the Dorim. Our boy, arbo adam, arbo gemara samachdalin. Our boy, arbo four people chushum kemeis. The chenashim kemeis. So the etzim, there's an avelus. The avuv the avelus on himself because he's nashim kemeis. Is Rav Chaim Shulevitz learns the pshat? What's the pshat of art? Why those four dafka chushuv kemeis? So Rav Chaim Shulevitz has a famous shmuz, and he says that the yisoid is because they all have, in a certain way, have a chesaron in the ability to give. An isha that doesn't have bonim, the word says an ani can't give to other people. A suma you can't interact with other people properly. And the Gemara says, "Mitzoyer, Bodei Yeshiv, Bechutz L'Machane." He can't. They send them out of the camp. So Reb Chaim has a famous shmuz that in these four are considered kemeis because at the end of the day they were given. At the end of the day, they lost an ability of chiyus, and the chiyus is to be able to be give, to be a giver. When a person can't give on a complete level, in a certain beginning, he's a mess. It's a stam amurah that you saw it. In the fact, person understands that chayim, the mitzvah of chayim, to be a chay means the person is a giver. Your mind, what does that mean? That what does that mean? A giver. I tell you, the yisoid advarim is that in order to be chay, in order to be chay, we're going to try to understand Reb Chaim's different advarim of Reb Chaim Shulevitz. In order to be a chay. The guy's breathing, he's eating, he's functioning as a human being. What do you mean he's not alive? What's the pshat? He's not alive. The teretz is the mitzias of chius, of chayim. In the language of Torah, chay is somebody who's perpetuating the mitzias of chayim shel Torah. Chayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekor shel chayim. And a Kodesh Baruch who's the Makor of Chaim is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's his Mitzias is Olam Chesed Yibon is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's whole Mitzias is a Noisem, right? The Nansa Bria is the Sina from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Mela. The Torah says in Merid Gechidish here that a person that's lacking, right? Everybody has a definition of life, right? You go to the medical field, they tell you life means, you know, it's a machloik, it's this part of the brain, the heart, whatever, stuff. But that's the life. Other people said this person's living. So in the terminology of Torah, chayim means the more that a person could be active in giving to others, the more I'm involved in hell, in focusing and being involved in somebody else's life, then I'm a chayim. The Mary of the Gezach. So the uptight that we take away, the uptight is that a person with that lacking in that world, he's missing from his chiyus. He's not a shleimus dikachai. And it's a taka, so Chazal saying over here that taka, a person that's he has to act like a veil to show himself that taka, there was a misa that took place over here. A certain bechina, he died. Why? Because they sent him out of the machina. Is the Meila we understand from here the tremendous, tremendous deep understanding of the nature of what life is about. That when a person spends his time or has time and he's involved in thinking about somebody else and how can you do chesed with somebody else. So we understand chesed, that's a madrega, he's misasik in chayim. He's misasik in life. He's living on a different level. The more that person is interacting with somebody else, the more the person that's bidoyig, how to help somebody else and give to somebody else and take care of other people's needs. So the maisa, he's in a different level of chayim. And if not, chas v'shalom, it's a shayla of misa. But I want to take it to another. That's the fear and halacha of Chaim Shmulevitz. I want to say maybe there's another kneitz, especially by tzaruah, because we don't find it by the other the lashon. That tzaruah sheyabon lechor. Maybe we could say it different. The Rashi says that the reason why he has a din of bodod yeshiv. That tzaruah sheyashiyabon anegi. You want to be firum yeshiv peruah. So Rashi says later on by bodod yeshiv. So Rashi says a tremendous insight over here that the reason why he has to sit chutz l'mach and then he has to be all alone. So Rashi says because since he was mavdil, he made a distinction between man and woman and different people in his act of lashon hara, he was involved in separating people from other people and attaching different gemurs to certain people and giving other people a different status. So in Mela he has to be bottled from the machana, he has to be away from the machana, he can't be with other people because he was Oisik in the act of Mavdil, so he has to be set aside, he has to put aside, he has to be outside the camp. So I wanted to tie in maybe another Knech over here in the din of Misa. That the Pshat is that, especially what it's Meduik Tanin of the din of Lashon Hara, that when a man speaks Lashon Hara, when a person is involved in Lashon Hara, so the pshat, what's the pshat? What's the upright of this mensch? What's the chesaron? So I want to touch like this: that when a person is involved in ma'is lashon hara, is that he's taking his koyach hadibur. But it doesn't say that lashon hara is the avayir, not that because I did a ma'is. He's using the koyach haruach, the koyach of dibur. And with that, as Rashi says, he's mavda with his dira ben ish leish. He used the koyach of dira. Is a meila. We could say maybe another knech over here in the inn of misa. That the taich is that vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim. The pasuk says in Parashat Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into the mensh nishmas chayim. Rather, the Targum says over there ruach mamalala. So the chiyus of a human being is in his koyach of dira. So if a person takes his koyach hadibur and uses it, the ra, so about he has been made, he's amazed. And the aguf is like the misa. Chayesh was learning about the koyach of giving, and now he's in the matzah of Barav Yishu. We're learning the pshat that the misa is be'etzim in the fact that he took his koyach achiyas, which is the koyach hadibur, and he used it l'ra, the meila, that thus is amazed. Does the chetzim amaze? The mela, the tzarua, the Hashem Baruch gives the tzaras, and the person to go into an anhoga from avedus because he took his koyach achius, which is the koyach adibur, and he went and he affected a person and was said something about a person in oifin hara. That is a koyach amis. It's a mela lemaisa. It's a murder of the gazach, the person that thinks in it. If you were saying, I mean, Chazal is this haloch, go like an oval, we're not just, going and act, do a skit, act out like an oval. The Torah wants to melami to a person what dibur means, what the koyach hadibur is, how stark the meaning of koyach hadibur is. And it's not the fact that a person, okay, there's a din of being wasting your dibur and not using out stam, bittle zman, but that's not the dibur. The fact that he was mavd, the fact that he used it to injure somebody, to hurt someone with the dibur. There's where lick the misa of the ben adam is in oifen hafuk. We could say that when a person takes his dibur and he encourages somebody, he gives a person an inyan of encouragement. He makes the person is ma'avdu the person latoy. So they licked a ma'isa from chayim. If he takes his migareya with the dibur, so avada when a person takes his dibur is ruach chayim and still. The pshat is that the koyach of lashon hara, which Chazal says is you could take that koyach adibur. We see it's a tremendous zah, because the koyach adibur is the koyach achayim, and when a person is mishtamish in order to injure someone, hurt somebody, to put him down and to lower his esteem, the pshat is that you've mamish killed that person. You've taken your koyach achias and you've tackled. It's a merit gezah. The koyach adibur is something which we see it mitzias that way. The person can affect something. What is it? Dibur just where a guy said something. Like sticks and stones, the belt says sticks and stones. What's the pshat's effect? The tower is because the koyach adibur is a koyach ruach, unbelievable koyach. It's a koyach ruchni. It's a koyach elokus. As a mele, it's chayim amitiyah. So the pshat is that koyach can give life and it can chaka shaf death by a person. When you went ahead and you said something derogatory about somebody, you put him down and you affected him through your koyach adib, or you took the koyach of chaim and you affected him. That's bring misa to the world. As a mele, what we can take out from this, the mice, the luck of the mice is many times I say this, you saw that we don't realize what the koyach adib is. We don't realize it. The world out there is uses the speech in a very, very, very easy way. You know, talk is cheap, as they say. Like the Rashi says, Mefurish, the beginning of the parasha, that the Inyan why he has to bring two birds. What do you bring birds for? He brings the two Mitzvah, brings birds. What do you bring birds for? So Rashi says, just like the birds, they chirp around. What's the point? What's the Inyan? The Teretz is the Pshat is that if a person doesn't know how to use his Koyach Adibur, the Pshat is, so it's bam, it's just chirping birds. That's what it is. You just. A person, if there's no te'elis, if there's no purpose in the diva, the diva is not doing it. There's no te'elis in the diva. It's just so special. A person with lashon hara is valid, no te'elis. It's in worth, like we said. It's me over here. But the ma'aseh, the mitzvah is that a person doesn't is not misbehaving at all. The koyach diva, how much of an effect? And we don't understand. Like a person has a kind word. You know, so you said something nice, so you can make a guy feel unbelievable. Koyach adib, it's not a pellet to get something to be misbinding. What's the pshat? You said you didn't do anything. You didn't buy him a gift. You didn't get him anything. You didn't give him a donation. Why does he feel so good at the word? Because the pshat is a adib is a koyach elokus. So then you can chaff a tremendous effect. It can have an unbelievable effect on somebody because it's such a tremendous koyach. And I feel that a person understands that he first of all will use his diva in a different way, but also with nokeve arm lechaveiro, you know, we know how important it is and how chashuv it is the meeting of arm lechaveiro. The Russian Sakhtapeya says arm lechaveiro is more chashuv than arm lemakom. You have also every arm lechaveiro has also been arm lemakom. So says the Russian Peya. The Rush says on the mitzvahs that we. If you look all the mitzvahs, they're on the chaveros. The Rosh says because the Rosh Baruch chafetz yoyser. Rosh Baruch chafetz yoyser. The mitzvah should be on the not chadshon. You have to be kind of mitzvah on the chadshon. Chadshon, that's right. But the Rosh Baruch chafetz yoyser. He says what? Because maybe being on the chaver is also being on the malkum. You have the being on the malkum also. But you saw that tomorrow in the voice like that. We don't understand how much we could accomplish with the deeper pen in the Biram Lamakh. Biram Lamakh, we understand. He's davening, he's learning. And this. But in Biram Lamakh, a person says a kind word to somebody, especially in the Ian of Shalom Bayez, a person doesn't understand that Bashar Isha is very, very affected in the Ian from a person. Now, a person talks, there's a kind word. A person says a nice, encouraging word. A person says, thank you, and I'll deal with it. What's so I said it? I didn't say it. You know, I thanked it, and then I walked out. I didn't thank you. What's enough for me is I said thank you. I got out the thank you. I didn't get it out. On the way out, she heard half a tank and the U came out maybe a little further, didn't come out. But Sefer Shuldova, you know, it's some idea, yes, and not. If I understand it, it's a Kaya Hadibur. And when it comes out in an emissive way with a little eyes behind it, it has an unbelievable effect. The person could change him. You see that. The person who gets inspired by a shmooze. What's the shot? The guy just swerved, he didn't do anything. He didn't, you know, he didn't put your garth on you, he didn't put a talus over you, he didn't put a tongue on your head. He just said some chashu. The pshat is hadib is a kodach halakus. As a mela, if we just like we understand a person's davening, we understand, we don't know what's in their prayer, but we see how those words are words of Torah, words of Tefillah, and it goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same vein, a person, when a person in the Inif of Be'al HaVeira says a kind word to somebody, says a thing, you're using that kodach hadib, which is a kodach halakus, and it could get in and affect the person in an unbelievable way, and the person could mamish change people's lives, and it could make an unbelievable dip in marriage. Many, many people understand that in the area of marriage, one of the biggest things is that there's no communication, and one of the reasons there's no, the husband, you know, after a while, you get married a few years, everything, we understand, you know, we understand already that, you know, that, you know, I appreciate, you know, I told you thank you for dinner the first night we got married. If anything would have changed, I would have let you know. But the Sefer Shuldova is not that way. Every time a person says a kind word, everybody, it makes an effect in the neshama of somebody else. It gives them a different feeling. And that's the chiyuv. Because Baruch Hu wants that we should make other people happy. There's a mitzvah b'chicholim. The mitzvah is to speak to the person, to mavei, to talk to the person. Many of the mitzvahs are just to offer a kind word, a smile. But the ma'aser. We can't. The story that we're learning today is how we can't underestimate what a kind word is, especially in some advice of us. That the kind word of someone saying something nice. The most people learn today that if a person doesn't use the word, he's not a chai, because he was given that koch of chiyus of dibur in order to create more chai, and that is by being put on somebody else, using that for chiyus. But if chas v'shalom not, if using the wrong way, and he uses the chas v'shalom effects, that's the inyan for misa, that's the avelus of oisat. Be able to be kind this, and be able to affect other people, and give somebody a kind word, a thank you, an encouragement of oisat, and affect other people around the world, and we don't know how chashiv is of any Hashem. So we go ahead and see somebody a little bit down, you say nice words, and sometimes, I once had a story, I'm ending, everybody said, once had a story that, There was a guy, he was walking on his way out of the house. He was passing a bus stop in a certain area. And he saw a kid from the neighborhood who was, you know, struggling. He didn't know he was struggling. The kid, but then he knew he was struggling. He was just sitting by the bench. And Lamaisa, he walked by. And then this person, Avrek, realized that Lamaisa, you know, like the kid said, why not just go over and say hello to him? I said, the kid, he went back. He backtraced his steps. He went back to the bus stop and he said over to the guys, "Oh, how you doing? How are you? This and that." So a few years later, he came back. That way, you should know. At that time, I was very much struggling with my Yiddish guy, different things. And when you came back and you just came over and talked to me a little, gave me those warm words, made me feel so good. You know, it put me to rest a bit. And from that, I brought Hashem, I was able to get back to myself. You know, you never know what it was. Just a few words, you pass a guy there. You know, I'm staying in a certain building in Mechavi now. I'm staying with my parents. And I passed by the guy. Every day I go over to say to him, "Good evening, how you doing?" I talked to him today. He was wearing very funny sneakers. I told him, "Oh, your sneakers are so, I really like the color of them." It put a big smile on the guy's face. About 20,000, you know, 45,000, you know, people have passed, but they didn't even look at him. And I said, "You know, wow, you have such nice sneakers, you know, it's beautiful sneakers." And I get, I had a big smile on his face. He's a little bit older guy. He's like a security guy, sits there all day, but, you know, probably no one, you know, looks at him, just buzz him in, and that's it. And I saw the smile he put on his face. He made the guy feel, we don't know if anything like Kodesh Baruch. I don't know what's more harsh with us. And especially in the Inner Bam Shalom Bayis, the person goes back there. The person takes it for granted. You know, Baruch Hashem, you come home, schnitzel's in one corner, the green peas in the other corner, the mashed potatoes on the outside of the plate, finish the plate, you know, and that's it. Okay, so you say thank you. You got it out. Shkoyach, you got shkoyach. You know, like she got an aliyah to the Torah, so you gave shkoyach. And so Sefer Shuldova, Lamaisi, got it out. The shkoyach, the whole shkoyach, the horse, and get the whole thing out. Man, thank you so much. She needs that. She does anyway. You know, listen, who gave her the money to buy the mashed potatoes anyway? You know, it was me, my big koilo check. Lamaisi, Sefer Shuldova. Oh, but Sefer Shuldova, but it could change the lives. It could feel $1 million. That's the chiyuv. Chiyus! Let's go.